Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Regarding the concept of God, a very grave misconception which is found in most Muslims is the notion that when and why does the Almighty accept the repentance of His people? It is generally thought that God is Ghafoor ar-Rahim, He is a merciful God, so He can accept one's repentance at any time. And even when one sees one's death approaching, if a person starts to repent, there's always the hope that the Almighty will forgive him. Similarly, we have this concept that if a person does something wrong again and again, then this latent suggestion which is hinted by Satan that why should a person do repentance again and again when he's doing the same sin again and again? And he inculcates this hopelessness in a person that if you continue to do bad things and you continue to repent, then your repentance will have no weight before the Almighty because you're doing the same sin over and over again. Now, it is essential that we understand the principle of repentance or tawbah, which is mentioned in the Quran. The Quran states very clearly that if a person commits a sin while being overwhelmed with emotions, and as soon as he comes out of these emotions and he realizes his folly, he repents before the Almighty. The Quran says that it is incumbent upon the Almighty, it is mandatory upon the Almighty to forgive such a person. Similarly, the Quran also very clearly says that the Almighty will not forgive people who die as disbelievers, nor will He forgive people who make repentance, who repent before the Almighty when they see death approaching them. So these are the two extremes about which the Quran is absolutely clear. The Quran is very clear. It says that if a person commits some sin while being overcome with emotions, and whenever he comes out of those emotions and realizes his mistake and he repents before the Almighty and also makes a solemn commitment that he'll not repeat the offense again and also makes amends for that repentance, the Almighty says that He will forgive him his folly. Now, as I said, that Satan, one of the very effective weapons of Satan is that he creates helplessness or hopelessness in the minds of people, and this loss of hope is something which is very, very telling on the mind of a person. So Satan tells a person that you are committing the same sin again and again. How will the Almighty accept your repentance when you are doing the act again and again? This verse is actually gives glad tidings to believers that even if they commit the same sin again and again, they do repentance, they make a solemn commitment that they'll not repeat it, and they still indulge in that sin. And the Almighty says that as soon as a person realizes the fact that he has committed that sin and he does repentance, the Almighty shall necessarily forgive him. So we should not be misled by these latent suggestions of Satan. And whenever we commit a sin out of because of being emotionally misled or in a state of frenzy, and whenever we realize that we have done a mistake, we must always turn to God. We must always ask His forgiveness and never lose hope in the fact that the Almighty will never forgive us, because this verse very explicitly states that as soon as we realize our mistake and we turn to Him, it is mandatory upon God that He will forgive that person. Similarly, one should not be very loose in this matter, and one should not think that even when he sees death approaching, the doors of repentance are still open for him. This verse is absolutely clear. It says that when a person repents after he sees death approaching, the Almighty will never forgive him. So one has to be very clear in this regard. One must not pin one's hopes on things which do not exist. One must not pin one's hopes on the fact that if one repents when he sees death, he will be forgiven by God. This is not the case, as the Quran says. Similarly, one must also not be very hopeless in the matter that if he commits the same sin again and again, the Almighty will not forgive him. As the verse says that the Quran is very explicit in this matter, that if a person out of his emotional frenzy commits a sin and comes out of it and seeks repentance of God, the Almighty will necessarily forgive him. So it is important to realize the correct concept of repentance so that one is able to correctly relate oneself to God whenever he commits a sin. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ